So Keith, after so many years, almost three decades, there is a very public, very official announcement that there is an arrest. And this comes from the Las Vegas Police Department.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. 27 years. 27 years. For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice.
Well, first, from the Associated Press coverage of the event, you can see there's this interesting tone.
Tupac was actually quoted as saying, "Death is not the greatest loss in life. The greatest loss is what dies inside while still alive. Never surrender." Well, we didn't surrender, thanks to the great work of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
And then what?
And then they got to their charge.
We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D, for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Murder with the use of a deadly weapon. Davis appeared in court briefly yesterday, actually. He didn't have a lawyer yet, but he's expected to plead guilty. But last week, Las Vegas police took us through the night of the shooting in 1996.
On the night of September 7th in 1996, Tupac Shakur, along with Suge Knight and members of their entourage, which include members of Mob Piru, came to Vegas to attend the Mike Tyson fight at the MGM Grand Garden Arena.
Well, here's where something different came into focus. The police focused on a rival gang that also came to watch that fight in Vegas. They were with the Southside Compton Crips, which includes Dwayne Davis, along with his nephew, Orlando Anderson. And after the Tyson fight, something happened between the gangs.
Little did anyone know that it is this incident right here that would ultimately lead to the retaliatory shooting and death of Tupac Shakur.
The police actually show video of Tupac and Suge Knight and their entourage basically jumping Anderson from the rival gang and then leaving the MGM Grand.
I will now show you hotel security footage, and you will see Tupac Shakur, who is wearing a shiny satiny shirt, punching and kicking Orlando Anderson.
So this is like video of this fight that we kind of knew about before, but now the police are showing, here's the footage.
Absolutely. This video clip, again, in the days of pre-social media, this is a known clip.
But like, what's new about this announcement if we've already seen this video?
This is where Davis, also known as Keefy D, comes into the picture.
That's when Dwayne Davis began to devise a plan to obtain a firearm and retaliate against Suge Knight and Mr. Shakur for what occurred inside the hotel against Mr. Anderson.